Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. Today's guest, I've been connected with him for a while now, been watching him. He's absolutely fabulous. He's one of the top leaders of a certain system called Global Wealth Trade, and he's been accumulating really excellent figures. And what I can tell you about him, he's launched 4,000 virtual designer malls in over 60 countries, okay, using this particular system, and helping other people achieve up to 10,000 in earnings per week. So this is the kind of art of duplication that I want to talk to you about on the show, and I've invited him. So the best way to kind of be successful is to model success and to follow people that are actually applying certain strategies to their business. So please welcome the absolutely wonderful Sean Haynes, coming in live from Canada. Thank you, Sean, for joining the show today.
But thank you so much, Princess Fizz. A great honor to be on this show with you. And you know, I want to say special greeting to all the viewers from around the world who've joined us on this show today. Looking forward to sharing with everyone. It's actually a holiday weekend here in Canada. So, you know, all the Canadians who are on, happy Victoria Day holiday weekend. And we appreciate you spending the holiday Monday with us here.
Absolutely fantastic. That's right, Sean. You know, it's, the reason I do these short shows is because I want to kind of show people that there are systems that you can apply. If you haven't got your own products and you're looking to start your own business from home, then there are systems that are working online that you can actually apply and use. And the kind of systems with their comp plans, they pay you for doing certain activities. So we're going to walk you through this particular system called Global Wealth Trade. And Sean, if you can, I'm just going to kind of, just so viewers can kind of find out a little bit more about you and why you even joined this kind of network, can you kind of take us back to the time where before you even knew about all this? What were you doing? What was your situation?
Yes, Princess Fizz, absolutely. Actually, I used to work in wealth management, banking, operations support, and we used to overlook portfolios of people worth anywhere from $1 million up to $400 million.
Wow.
And then, we also used to look at portfolios held by people worth under $1 million.
Right.
And what I came to see very clearly in that situation was all the portfolios over $1 million basically belong to people who own business.
Right.
And all the portfolios under $1 million belong to people with 9-to-5 jobs. So,
so that was a big clue then.
Yes, that was a big clue that, if I ever had dreams or aspirations of being on the $1 million-plus side, obviously the way to do that was going to be through business.
Right.
And, as I looked really, there was three key things I saw people with business doing. And so, I started really my search for a system, a vehicle that could allow me to do all three of the things that I saw the very wealthy to do it, working there, it was a great experience, working in the bank, learned a lot. As I said, really having the opportunity to see firsthand, what the wealthy did It really allowed me to be able to search for something that would allow me to duplicate exactly that. And I was very fortunate to be able to find that.
Excellent. So, Sean, the question arises here. Why didn't you just launch your own products in something or start your own business? Why did you look for something that's already kind of up and running?
Well, what I realized, Princess Fizz, in looking around was all of those who had become very wealthy doing it from scratch. It usually required a tremendous amount of capital.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Whether you're going to do it from scratch to start your own traditional business where you're typically looking at 85,000 plus, or what was even better, in my opinion, is tapping into an existing system like a franchise, right?
Uh-huh.
But to
right.
tap into your typical franchise system, you're looking at 250,000 plus. I mean, if you want to go up to, say, like the best of the best, like a McDonald's, you're looking at about $2 million plus. Well, right away, to come up with that capital would eliminate most people. And, although I was making a good income at the bank, certainly it would eliminate myself.
Right.
B, the amount of time and tremendous effort that it would require. Building a traditional business or even building a franchise. Literally, you're now working for yourself, but the business actually owns you. So
right,
it's almost
right.
like you left a job working for someone else, but now you're working for your business, right? Because everyone else has to be taken care of. The business has to be looked after. Your employees has to be looked after. Everybody else now would have to be looked after, would have to be paid. Before you,
right?
So right. Basically, you got a business that owns you. So as I looked at those traditional methods, although hey, many people have had incredible success. Let's face it, most of the many of the billionaires, millionaires of the world built it from scratch, and I have nothing but the greatest admiration for them. Certainly that was not a route that I wanted to pursue. When I looked at the cost, the money, the time, the effort that it would require, be looking at 5 to 7 years just to break even. In
exactly.
many cases, going that route.
Exactly. I mean, like, say, for instance, you start up a shoe shop or something like that. First, you have to buy the stock, buy the premises, put down, get in staff in, and then all the admin that goes along with that, and actually running costs, electricity, all the overheads. So it's not kind of easy to do that, and it puts a lot of people off, doesn't it? That's why they.
Oh, yes. It's not easy at all. One of our, one of our business partners here, she actually owned a retail store. She supplied gorgeous handbags at one of the largest chains here in Canada. But her startup cost was $250,000, and then her monthly overhead was $20,000 plus per month. And
right.
What happens, Princess Fizz? If your employee can't come into work one day,
exactly.
Right? You got to go in and do the work. So literally, as I said, you've now bought something that actually owns you.
Yes.
And, in many ways, it's actually worse than having the 9-to-5 9-to-5 job.
Absolutely correct. So, Sean, how did you know about systems online then? I mean, how were you exposed to that idea? What made you kind of even search down that route?
Well, I started to do a lot of reading, Princess Fizz, reading great books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki.
Yes.
And, going to a lot of seminars, going to a lot of personal development seminars, networking seminars, of course, the power of the internet, doing research online.
Right.
And, so as I started to find out about different systems that allowed you to, for a low cost, be able to get your own business, but a business that literally has everything in place for you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Everything set up for you. Things that you would have to spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of dollars on, all in place for you.
Right.
That you could operate from home on a part-time basis. but it gave you all the same benefits, all the same leverage, even beyond actually what a traditional business would do. Because many of these systems I started to look at, you know, when you have your traditional shoe store or McDonald's, it's limited to your local area.
Yes, okay? Yes.
But many of these systems that I started to look at, wow, you could literally take it across the globe.
Yes.
From the comfort of your bedroom.
Right.
You know, so and the cost was you know, in some cases, you know, less than $200. So I said, wow, this is absolutely incredible that literally you could buy into a system that's $1 million system for just a few $100s, and now you could leverage working through that system to build a business around the globe.
Excellent, excellent. And was GWT your first system that you joined? Did you have experience of anything else?
No, actually, you know, basically, I'd seen many different systems over the years. I'd been around systems. You know, my family members are born and raised in Barbados. So, you know, my mom, my granddad, my uncle had been involved in different things. I'd seen different systems. Over the years, I've been around different systems, but I'd never really seen one myself that I really felt that I could do.
Right.
And I think that's very important, feeling that you could do it, you could benefit from it. And I guess part of that for me coming out of, you know, working in the banking world, in the world of numbers, the numbers had to make sense for me of something that I could do. I saw many impressive numbers. I've talked to people who've done phenomenal things. I mean, I'm in awe of these people and what they've achieved. But when they told me the numbers that they had to create to do what they do, I knew I couldn't do it. You know, and so if I couldn't do it, why would I even start to do it? Also, again, having seen the three key things to me that the wealthy did to create wealth, I was looking for something that in essence could do all three of those things in one.
Right.
And so that was really my search, to find something that would let me do all three of the things the wealthy did in one place.
Right. So what are those three things, Sean? I mean, when someone is looking to join a system online, obviously they probably get bombarded with thousands of opportunities saying that this is the best one, this one's going to get...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how can someone define what things should they be looking for in a system to choose to work with, in your experience?
Absolutely. Well, first, you know, let me share what those three key things that I was looking for, and then I'll share what some of the things I believe you should be looking for in a system. So, you know, for me, the three key things. Number one, as I shared with you, all of the wealthy people I saw got that way through business. However, the more global the business, the better. So I was really looking for a system that could go anywhere around the globe, you know, without any restrictions, without any limitations, that literally you could go to any country tomorrow and open up business with this system.
Right.
That was number one for me. Number two was they use business, the wealthy use business to minimize the tax that they pay. Okay, and so again, the more global the system, the more it allows you to take advantages of that.
Right.
Okay, and number three, the income they earn from their business, the money they save from their tax, they invest it into precious commodities. And, you know, among precious commodities are gold, silver, diamonds, you know, precious jewelry, timepieces. These are things that the very wealthy, I mean, in England, where you are, Princess Fizz, of course, the royal family has been passing down that type of product generation to generation for 5,000 years, protecting their wealth, growing their wealth. So I wanted to find something that, you know, basically had all three of those things in one, and that the Global Wealth Trade System basically had all three of those things in one place. So it was an absolute no-brainer for me. Now, on top of that, what to me is very important when you're going to look at something is, can you duplicate it? Is it duplicatable that anyone around the world could have success in it?
Right.
So you know, for example, you know, I've talked to people, Princess Fizz, who've built systems with 100,000 business partners.
Okay? Right.
They've had tremendous success. But, you know, I grew up as a boy on the beach in Barbados. I'm just, you know, your average everyday guy. I was not going to be able to build a system that required me to have 100,000 business partners. You know, I've met people who built systems with 10,000 business partners. Again, I was not going to be able to build that. You know, I call those people, Princess Fizz, the Michael Jordans of the industry. Okay, and while I have nothing but the utmost respect for them, as I said, I'm in awe of what they did. There's very few people with that type of talent on earth. You know, just like there's only one Michael Jordan in basketball, there's very few people with that type of talent. And so, you know, to me, when you look at something, if someone tells you that to reach their level of success, you're going to need 10,000 to 100,000 people,
yes,
you need to ask yourself, is that possible for me?
Yes.
Can I duplicate that?
Yes.
Because if the answer is no, no matter how impressive what they've done is, why would you do it?
Why would you do it?
So looking at the numbers, for me, I wanted a system that would, you know, 500 to 1,000 business partners would allow me to earn tremendous ongoing residual income every week for life.
Okay? Right.
So that's the first thing to me you want to look at is the numbers that a system requires, would it be duplicatable for you to be able to do that and have the success that, you know, other people are having. The next thing, you know, you want to make sure when you're looking at the system that, again, in place, they literally have like a, you know, A, B, C, D, almost like, you know, step A to B to C to D from getting started to where you want to go.
Right.
Now, in this industry, in these systems, you know, the typical figure a lot of people look at is $10,000 a month, you know,
right,
being able to hit such a level. So do they have a simple duplicatable step A, B, C, D that,
yeah,
anyone could get in, do, follow any part of the world to achieve that level of success? Okay. Do they have all the tools, the training in place that you need to follow? Okay. Do you have access right to the very top, you know, of those tools and trainings? In our system, we have training that is the most advanced business training in the world.
Right.
Okay, that anyone has access to right to the very top to follow step by step by step. You know, again, is the product of that system, can that product go into any country on earth? You know, is there any restrictions? Is there any limitations of that product going into any country on earth?
Right.
Okay. Is that product something that you understand and that you know by anyone looking at that product, they can understand it? Okay. Without you having to become a scientist or a doctor or engineer to be able to explain it.
Right.
Okay. So these were things for me that were very, very important as I was looking at something. You know, as I looked at these different systems, again, things I started to understand as well were important are the annual retention that happens in a system. Because as you build your system, as you build your business around the world, you want to know that you're retaining your business partners in that system year after year after year. If you want to have ongoing residual income that's going to come into you week after week, that's very important. You know, the products you have, are they products that people want and desire? And so they will be reordering for those products month after month after month. Okay, again, very important. If you want to be able to create ongoing residual income and have duplication in that system, it has to be something people want and desire month after month, year after year. Okay, very important. And then inside of the system, you know, we have what's called your earnings per distributor or business partner. You know, what are the possible earnings per distributor? And again, the product of your system, it needs to be a very lucrative and profitable product. Okay, if you have a low profit item, It means that you're going to require an army of business partners or distributors around the world.
Yes.
Hence, in most systems, as I said, you're going to need 10,000 to 100,000 business partners around the world to create great success because they're low profit items. But when you have a very high profit item, 500 to 1,000 business partners, you can start to create tremendous success and income. I could tell you through the global wealth trade system today, Princess Fizz, because we deal with such high profit products, we have people around the world today, you know, from Canada where I am to like St. Lucia in the Caribbean to Nigeria in Africa, people earning from 10 to 17 times to people earning as much as 54 times
right.
the average income of the population in their country through this system.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Sean, just to stop you there, sorry. I'm getting a couple of questions because these are
absolutely
new to the industry. Residual income. Can you explain what residual income is and how global wealth trade helps you accumulate residual income?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the best way I like to explain that is, you know, my favorite musician, and I know they did some technology wizardry last night at the Billboard Music Awards, and, you know, they had Michael Jackson perform it. Well, you know, my favorite musician growing up was Michael Jackson. You go back 30-plus years, he wrote songs like Beat It, Billie Jean, Thriller. He wrote those songs once, but yet today, millions of dollars goes into his estate
right.
every single year from those songs that he wrote once. That's what residual income is that you can build something once and it continues to pay you week after week, month after month, year after year from the work that you did once.
Excellent.
Okay? And so global wealth trade, because of the type of product we have. It's a product that people want and desire. We keep adding more and more products that people want and desire all over the globe. It doesn't matter where you go on earth. This is a product people want and desire. And now we show people how through this product that they want and desire, they can actually create tremendous income for themselves. It allows many business partners to with us, we have what's called a virtual designer mall. So you launch your virtual designer mall. And so now you have business partners who've launched their virtual designer mall around the world, and they're building the business and you know, selling this beautiful product through their mall, which you can do globally around the world. Sales volume from that flows back to you.
Right.
So it's very much like McDonald's. You know, I was in Poland recently. And when in, you know, ate in McDonald's in Poland. Now, when you eat in McDonald's in Poland, a percentage of that goes back to McDonald's Corporation
yes.
in the USA.
Yes.
And guess what happens? They make billions of dollars a year from percentages of people eating McDonald's all over the world. So imagine from home, you can now launch virtual designer malls all over the world. And a percentage from the sales that goes through all those malls flows back to you. So, you know, 5 years ago, for example, Princess Fizz, we launched our first virtual designer mall in the Caribbean, where I'm from, born and raised in Barbados. We launched our first virtual designer mall in St. Martin 5 years ago.
Right.
I'm still getting paid today, 5 years later, weekly residual income from what we started 5 years ago in the Caribbean. You know, now we have 1,900 virtual designer malls in 25 islands. And now I get paid weekly residual income from what started 5 years ago.
So just right? by helping someone set up a virtual designer mall with Global Wealth Trade, you have positioned yourself in whatever activity that mall has, whatever sales they do, whatever products they sell, you get a certain percentage of that for life.
That's right. It's a very, very simple concept. You launch your own virtual designer mall, any products that you sell through your mall, you earn up to 100% profit.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Again, why is that? We have the most lucrative and profitable products on earth. So, you know, you talk to anybody else, 100% profit is unheard of. But because the products we have are so profitable, we can pay up to 100% profit. So anyone around the world, doesn't matter. They could be in England, it could be in Singapore, it could be in Italy, it could be in Hong Kong, Philippines, St. Lucia, Nigeria, anywhere around the world, someone can launch their mall, they earn up to 100% profit. They help someone else to launch a mall, that person now earns 100% profit through the sales of any products through their mall, but now you earn 10%, up to 10% commissions, royalty commissions, on all the sales that go through their mall.
Excellent. Beautiful.
Right?
That's why you have someone.
So, absolutely. So very, very, very simple.
Right. Sean, you're really, really passionate, I can feel, about DWT products. Can you just tell me why is it so, why are they so valuable to you? What is it about the products that you feel are very, very kind of helpful to other people when reselling them, and the actual value of them? What is it about the products that you love?
Well, first of all, you know, the products, Princess Fizz, are products that anybody understands. Basically, these products have been around for the last 5,000 years. I call them the original products of wealth. I mean, gold, silver, diamonds, right? They're the original products of wealth, and in the form that we carry them of jewelry. You know, people love this product. I mean, I remember I gave my my one-year-old cousin in Barbados a pair of our silver earrings.
Right.
And, you know, her mom couldn't get them out of her head, you know, because you see it, it's shiny. It attracts you. It's an emotional attachment. You know, people pass it on. You know, moms pass on to their daughters. Fathers pass on to their son. It's a generational product that has that emotional, priceless value to it.
Right.
And, you know, gold, silver, diamonds are real precious commodities that the value only goes up over time. Okay. It doesn't expire. It doesn't go bad. It will only increase in value as you pass it generation to generation. You wear it, you enjoy it, you love it, you can pass it on. What a beautiful thing. And then, you know, on top of that, our beautiful jewelry line are timepieces, which are, you know, absolutely exquisite. I mean, everyone loves beautiful timepieces. It stands out, again, attracts attention. It only gains value over time. And you know, then we surround that Princess Fizz really with products that everyone loves. You know, our beautiful handbags, our beautiful shields, which are our sunglasses. I mean, these are products everybody loves. Right now I'm talking to you on my iPad. I have it in my iPad case, you know. So we have beautiful iPad cases, cell phone, you know, products that people want and love all over the world. You know, this year we're adding shoes and perfumes and, you know, so... They're products that everyone desires, everyone wants all over the world. There's often an emotional attachment. You know, when someone finds their favorite perfume,
yes,
they wear that perfume for years.
They'll carry on buying it, yeah. It's repeat kind of purchases as well, isn't it? Because, you know, throughout the year, you've got, like, Mother's Day, you've got...
Oh, yes.
...coming up, you've got anniversaries, weddings.
Absolutely. Christmas...
Yeah, exactly. So the purchases kind of keep coming back. So it's not like you're selling the product once and that's it. People
No.
Repeating purchases when it comes to that, right?
You know what's wonderful, Princess Fizz, is first of all, every major occasion, these are the products people are giving. I mean, when you get married, what do? You know, you exchange these products. And we have many people who, you know, have been business partners who saved up. You know, with our system, we have a monthly account which you can save up into inventory, and then you can purchase what you want.
Yeah.
And you know, so we have business partners who have saved up for 3-4 years, gotten that perfect engagement ring and all the wedding jewelry, all the gifts for the bridal parties. You know, that way we have ladies who've saved up, and when we had new handbags launch, you know, we had 11 different bags launched. They couldn't pick which one they wanted, but because they were saving up in their monthly inventory account, they just bought all 11 bags,
right.
You know,
excellent.
So they were very, very happy. And, you know, for the guys out there, I always say, for the guys, we have a very special day, guys. And, we call this the I am sorry day.
Yeah.
So you know, that could be 365 days a year for the guys, but anytime you're sorry, believe me, the gifts from our products always works to get you forgiven. So, so it's absolutely beautiful. Again, products that you know, fathers can pass on to their sons, moms can pass on to their daughters. I mean, it's an emotional product. It's a visual product, Princess Fizz. It's products that people love and understand on every country on earth. You see it, you know instantly that you love it. It doesn't have to be explained to you. You know, you don't have to. It's like seeing a beautiful car.
Yes.
Okay? You see a beautiful Lexus, you know you love it. You don't need to know what's the inside workings of the Lexus. You just know, wow, it's beautiful, I love it. So, you know, it's, you see our 21-carat...
Yeah, it's an emotional purchase.
Exactly, exactly. You know, so like we make 21-carat gold jewelry. No one else on earth makes it.
Right.
But someone doesn't have to see it and understand the inner workings of how 21-carat gold jewelry is made. They just see our Fairy Marsh 21-carat gold. Wow, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You know, so it just has that instant appeal and you know, attraction to people.
Excellent, excellent. Well, guys, you know, stay tuned. Thank you very much for the questions. I'm going to take them as we go along. But stay tuned because we're going to kind of talk about prospecting, which is an area where a lot of people struggle with. So just stay tuned as we go along. But there's a question coming in here, Sean, which is quite important. It's by Julia Wilkinson. Thank you, Julia, for joining the show. She's asking, do I need to have stock accumulated before I sell these products, and or is it drop shipping method?
Wonderful. Well, hello, Julia, and thank you for your question. Beautiful thing with Global Wealth Trade. When you launch your virtual designer mall, that mall actually comes with $10 million of inventory in it. And so anyone around the world can go to your mall. They can buy any product. The company ships the product directly to them. You earn up to 100% retail profits 24 hours later. So you don't have to carry any inventory other than what you want to wear and enjoy for yourself, or you know, give as gifts, etc. But all the $10 million of inventory is already preloaded in your mall from the day you get started. You can literally start to share your mall with people all over the world. Again, they order from your mall, the company will ship it straight to them no matter where they are in the world. You earn up to 100% retail profits 24 hours later.
That's actually fantastic, Sean. I mean, you know, because a lot of companies want you to purchase the products and keep stock or have ownership of the products first. And it kind of stops people from investing because they don't have that $5,000 or so to invest. So under $200, guys, right, I'm going to put the link under the video after the show. But under, you can go and browse the virtual mall and look at the products. But under $200, guys, you can launch your own virtual mall and
that's
have
right.
the stock ready, all the kind of pictures, descriptions. You don't even have to do your own website. It's a ready website, ready for you to launch. And people, and you just invite people to your mall and people will buy from you. So you can actually advertise certain products anywhere, can't you?
Absolutely. You know what's great, Princess Fizz? You said under $200, you literally get in $1 million virtual designer mall. It's ready to go instantly.
Yeah.
So instantly you're in business. We already have templates and systems and tools for you. You know, we have templates for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's, Christmas. Those are all come with your mall. You don't pay any extra for that. You get access to all our videos that you can start to use for your advertising. You know, last year we were at the Emmy Awards in Hollywood. We have the video from that. We've been at the Toronto Film Festival, the Golden Globes. Just last night, we were on the red carpet at the Billboard Music Awards. So all of those, you know, videos, pictures, they're all available to you instantly, day one. All the templates, all there as a part of your under $200 investment from day one for you to start, you know, marketing and promoting your mall and your products all over the world.
Excellent. Absolutely fantastic. Now, Lucy's got a question. Thank you, Lucy, for joining the show. She's saying, can Sean explain the retail profits? Do I have to purchase the products? I think we kind of answered this, but yeah. do I have to purchase the products at a lower price and set my own retail price, or the retail price already set on the website?
Again, hi Lucy, thank you for joining us. Great question. No, the beautiful part again is when you launch your mall, the products are on your mall at the retail price. Your customer goes on to the mall, they purchase their product. And you know what's great, Princess Fizz, is for our customers, we have what's called a VIP club. And you know, when they become a part of that VIP club, we even give them a $15 shopping bonus for their first purchase. And they can get 2 to 10% rebates on all their ongoing purchases. So right. we even do the very best to make our customers have a great experience. And so they go onto your mall, they purchase, okay? They purchase it at the retail price. The system automatically subtracts your, what we call your luxury consultant mall price.
Right.
And it loads the retail profits to you 24 hours later. So you don't have to pay for the product. You don't have to purchase the product. It's all done through the system for you. It could actually happen when you're asleep. You
know, yeah, exactly.
You could be in England. You could be promoting your mall to, you know, people in Canada. So while you're asleep in England, you know, or vice versa, sales could be happening on your mall around the world even as you sleep.
That's absolutely fantastic. Excellent question, Lucy. There's a couple more. I'll take them as we go, but I'm just going to tap into Sean a little bit more. Okay, Sean, so you've had incredible success in, obviously there's two aspects to this business. Either you do it as a retail shop, or you can actually do it as a business opportunity. So actually launch, help people launch their businesses in this, so they're doing exactly what you're doing.
That's right.
So when it comes to starting this, Sean, there's a lot of kind of misconception when it comes to kind of like just recruiting your certain people around you. You know, some people are very uncomfortable going to their friends and family until they've actually kind of got some numbers going, and then they can, you know, kind of tell their friends and family about it. But can you kind of advise people what you did when you explained this kind of opportunity to someone? How did you approach them? What kind of approach did you use? And how was it easy for them to kind of see this opportunity as something that they could join as well?
Well, you know, now, Princess Fizz, with our product now is very simple.
Right.
When I got started, we were actually just launching our designer brand. We didn't have the 120 plus celebrities wearing us yet. You know, we didn't have videos of stars at the Emmy Awards and, you know, the majority of things we have today. So, you know, today when someone launches their mall, usually that includes up to $500 of our beautiful product. So many people will just share with people, hey, you know, I just launched my virtual designer mall. I got $500 of beautiful product celebrities are wearing. I'd love to tell you about it.
Right.
Right. And so it's just a simple conversation, or, you know, I just got started with the world's fastest growing designer fashion house. And, you know, I'd love to give you a $200 gift certificate to learn about what I do. So everyone who takes a look at our system, they actually get a $200 gift certificate to go shopping just for taking a look. So
wow.
Today is so simple to share with people or to invite people. But for me, again, I went back to, you know, when I started, the three things that attracted me is what I talked about to people. And actually, I know one of them, especially here in North America, Canada, USA, I know a lot of people talk about one of these things in particular. But the first thing, you know, I said, people, listen, what I saw was that, you know, global business is what has made people millionaires.
Right.
So I was interested in finding a global business, you know, because I knew that if I wanted to be on that side, that's what I needed. Now, the second thing, this is one that is very, very simple conversation, Princess Fizz, again, especially here in North America, I know also in Australia, and it doesn't matter if you've made one penny in the business.
Yes.
Because everyone here needs this and would benefit from it, and that's taxes.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
And so if you say to anyone, listen, John, listen, Mary, I just found a way to save $3,000 to $9,000 a year on my taxes.
Uh-huh.
I love to get together with you for coffee. My treat coffee's on me, and share with you about it. No one is going to tell you that it wouldn't like to learn how to save $3,000 to $9,000 on taxes.
That's okay? Fantastic. Yes.
And because we have a global business, you can go anywhere in the world and do things that will save you $3,000 to $9,000 on taxes. You know, so whether I go to Europe, whether I go to the Caribbean, whether I'm right here in Canada, I can be doing activities to save $3,000 to $9,000 on taxes. Another simple approach, again, with our product is, hey, I just discovered how to get paid to wear this beautiful timepiece. I just discovered how to get paid to wear this beautiful handbag. You know, soon we'll be able to say, I just discovered how to get paid to walk in these gorgeous shoes.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to share with you about it. I don't think anyone would not be interested to learn how their handbag pay them to wear it, right? So...
So get paid to wear.
That's right. So the key is to keep it simple and keep it fun.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And again, one of the key things we have is our $200 gift certificate that we offer anyone who takes a look at our system. So, hey, listen, I just discovered, you know, Mary, I just discovered how to get paid to wear this beautiful handbag or how to wear this timepiece. I'd love to get together with you, you know, for coffee. My treat coffee's on me. And I'm actually going to give you a $200 gift certificate for this beautiful brand just to sit down with me, and I'll share with you how your handbag can also pay you to wear it. You know?
Excellent. Excellent. There you go, guys. Absolutely fantastic. And I don't think I've seen a company that actually pays you to wear fabulous products. So.
No, I haven't either. So that's why we're very happy that Global Wealth Trade does.
Excellent. What about updating? I've got a question coming here from Don. He's saying updating products is very important for these companies. Does Global Wealth Trade update their products regularly?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, when we launched our designer brand, you know, Fairy Fashion House, which is our fashion house and our major designer brand, mm-hmm. I remember when Fairy launched, going back now over 6 years ago. Basically, launched with 35 pieces of silver, I believe, at the time, and 5 timepieces.
Right.
That's grown now to over 1,400 SKUs in our designer lineup. And, you know, we've grown to handbags, we've grown to cell phone cases, tablet cases, our beautiful shields, you know, gloves. We have our posh fashion line now. You know, we have many, many timepieces now. Our 21 karat gold line, our 19 karat gold line. This year alone, we're adding shoes, we're adding perfumes, we're adding colognes, we're adding a new fashion jewelry line for men. We're adding new timepieces. This Hollywood timepiece collection for ladies. That's just, you know, absolutely going to be the most beautiful, exquisite timepieces on earth for ladies. So we're constantly adding on to the line year after year after year. So there's always more products that people want. In fact, one of the biggest challenges, Princess Fizz, for our luxury consultants, I told you we have that monthly inventory account program.
Yes.
Most people, especially the ladies, can never keep enough in their monthly inventory account.
Right.
Because there's always so many products they want. You never have enough in your monthly inventory account to get the products you want. Even myself as a guy, to be honest, you know, I'm looking at all the new products coming out. We have a major fashion show June the 5th. We always launch our new product line with a major fashion show in Toronto. We have national dignitaries, celebrities, media that come in from all over the world. For this fashion show, and I'm already very worried because I know some of the timepieces that are coming out, some of the new products for men, and I'm looking, I really don't have enough in my monthly inventory account right now, and I want to get these products as soon as they come out. So right. What a great problem to have. What a wonderful problem.
Yeah.
To be with a company where, you know, there's always more products than you can actually get. You know, yeah. you always, there's always more you want. So it's so excited.
Excellent, excellent. And on that note, Sean, there's a question coming in from a gentleman, John Chatterby. Thank you very much, John, for joining the show. He said, is this business for men? Can men actually do this? I know, Sean, you're a guy, but, but is it comfortable for a man to do this kind of business?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in fact, many of our most successful consultants are men. Our first two millionaires were men. And so we have men having tremendous success as well as ladies. So it's meant for everyone to do. Our CEO is a man, you know, and actually our CEO, Ramin Mezgarlu, who's actually a guru in the industry. This gentleman got into business at the age of 20, and he had become a self-made millionaire at the age of 25, mentored 14 others to become millionaires. Excellent. And, you know, when he launched this company 9 years ago, what he really wanted to do was set up a system with products in a way that it was duplicatable, that anyone around the world could basically achieve tremendous success. His vision is to, you know, create 1,000 millionaires through this system. Okay. And so he knew that the products were very important, that you had to have high profit, very lucrative products that, you know, were without restriction, could go around the globe, anyone could understand. And because of having these high profit products, we could pay out the most money through these products. And, you know, as I said, with 500 to 1,000 people, for instance, Fizz, we have many people who've hit $10,000 a month in income in this company in North America, in Africa, in the Caribbean, and around the world. So, you know, he was a man. He set this up. Again, men love timepieces. We have the most gorgeous timepieces on earth, the highest quality. We've already been featured in the top 10 timepieces in the world. You know, we've been featured next to Patek Philippe and Rolex and Chopard. And again, we have beautiful jewelry for men. We have our bags, our merces for men. I have a gorgeous merce. I've seen many of my pictures on Facebook. Wherever I'm traveling in the world, I have my merce with me. You know, you can put your iPad in it, your netbook in it. And so we have many beautiful products for men. And 100%, this is a business that many, many men all over the world are having tremendous success with.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, there you go. That's a perfect answer for you there. Excellent. So, Sean, I mean, just an example of one of the products, I just fell in love with the shields because it's the same kind of material that Gucci uses, right? So there are very, very decent quality, and a lot of time and effort goes in these type of products, right?
Absolutely. And I'll actually only correct you on one thing there, Princess Fizz, is that the materials that we use, the quality we make, goes beyond Gucci, goes beyond any designer brand that exists today. Our CEO's mindset is always about creating the absolute best.
Right.
Okay, so his mindset is if it exists, make it better. If it doesn't exist, create it.
Excellent.
Okay, so when you look at our fairy shields, what we use in the lens, most major designers would use a quality level of 4 or 5 in our lens. When we went out looking at our lenses, we were looking for quality level 10.
Right. Okay?
Nobody does that. Nobody does that. But that's our mindset is if it exists, we make it better. Now, when it came to 21 karat gold, it didn't exist. So we created it.
Excellent.
So that's the mindset. If it exists, we make it better than what's out there. If it doesn't exist, we create it.
That's fantastic. That's the kind of leadership here, guys, at Global Trade, World Trade, because they're pumping up so much of their own investment to provide quality products that you can actually be proud to wear and sell. So, so not just flimsy stuff that you're doing. You're actually selling high quality goods.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, so absolutely fair. Well, there's a last question I'm going to take before I tap into Sean a little bit more. Sean, there's Philippa coming in from Ireland. She's saying that she wants just, if you can just kind of clarify what her investment will have. So the business in a box for her under $200 investment, what does she get?
Oh, fantastic. And welcome. Hi, Philippa. And great question. Basically, and we have a 18-minute branding video tour. I think you're going to put up the link, Princess Fizz. People can go in and see exactly the different investment levels and everything you get. But starting with our under $200 virtual designer mall, basically with that you get a business in the box kit is shipped out to you. It includes our lookbooks. We have beautiful catalogs that have all our products in it called lookbooks. We have what's called your mag pack, which includes all the accolades from us being a 2011 Luxury Designer of the Year, being featured in Women of Wealth with Oprah, all the different magazines, all the different accolades we've gotten are included. You get your own debit MasterCard. So everyone who gets started with us gets their own debit MasterCard. When you earn income, it's loaded to that MasterCard. You can withdraw it at any bank machine, or you can use it as a regular MasterCard, pay for your gasoline, your plane tickets, anything you would do. So that is shipped out to you. It includes all the marketing materials and your card that you need to get started in business. But even before that's shipped out to you, instantly, your virtual designer mall is launched online. All the tools, training materials, templates, systems, everything you need is instantly available to you the moment that you launch your mall. All the recorded videos of our past training, we have ongoing Tuesday, Sunday training, and again, this is all free as a part of your mall for consultants around the world. So everything that you need to launch your own business, turnkey, provided for you instantly, day number one, the moment you launch your mall.
That's absolutely fantastic. Guys, you get all that for under $200. That's crazy. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely crazy. I mean, just inventing your own promotional banners that cost $200 alone,
And that's right.
So all these videos, promotional material, all this good stuff that, GWT have been featured in, recognition, all that for under $200. And, you get a box that actually come to you with all this.
That's right.
That's absolutely fabulous. Now, Sean, there's different levels in the back end as well. So you can actually position yourself for the best profits. Could you just really quickly just talk about the different levels that you can put yourself, so you can put yourself in the best position to get the best amount of income from the system?
Absolutely. Well, the great thing, Princess Fizz, is you can launch at any level.
Yes.
And you can build your way up to a higher level, or you can just upgrade yourself to a higher level. Okay.
So as you're ready, yes.
As you're ready. That's there for everybody from day number one. Again, our CEO's vision is to help anyone around the world.
Yes.
Okay. As for myself, being from the Caribbean, where average income in many islands is $600 to $800 a month. It's great to have a system that has an entry point that anyone, even in low income markets, can get in at. But now they have the opportunity to work their way up to the higher level. So, our CEO's his view, his mission was help anyone get started and then be able to work their way up to that highest level. So, from our initial entry virtual designer mall all the way up to our highest mall, which is a diamond virtual designer mall. And even the diamond virtual designer mall is still under, still under $3,500. So, when you're looking at $1 million business, still a very, very low entry point. And the great thing is the higher mall you go with us, you actually give you more in product. So by the time you get up to the diamond mall, you actually get three times more in product back to you than what your investment was into launching that mall. And, you go from 60% profits all the way up to 100% profits at the highest level. You go from being able to earn 52,000 residual income all the way up to 1.56 million
right.
in residual income up to the highest level. So, you know, it's absolutely tremendous in a system starting at a point that anyone can get into. You can work your way up to the highest level. You can upgrade up to the highest level. Of course, if you can afford it day number one, you simply launch at a higher level. You know, right. I launch as a diamond in the mall right from day one. Many others have. But if you can't do that, the beautiful part is you launch where you can launch and you work your way up. And I can tell you, we have many people in the Caribbean started at the lowest level, and within 30 days, mm-hmm. they got themselves to the highest level. Okay, that's, because we have a 30-day action plan,
yes.
system that you follow step by step within 30 days. Doesn't matter where you launch, you take action, you follow this within 30 days, you can get yourself to the highest level. People in the Caribbean have done it. People in Africa, Europe, Asia, North America, people have done it all over the world.
That's fantastic. And guys, you get that action plan in your back end, okay? It's a step-to-step guide. On how to actually, and the actual company itself, Sean, I've felt they're very generous when it comes to achieving, helping you achieve certain results, because they give you, they give you kind of incentive to do well as well, with cars and holidays.
Absolutely. Actually, yes, I'm going on holiday soon, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's absolutely fabulous. So within 30 days, if you help three others, correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, but if you help three other people launch at a diamond level, you get $10,000 to spend free on your own shopping mall. Is that correct?
No, well, actually, if you launch as a diamond, basically, you get that, or you upgrade to diamond within 30 days, or you build your way up to diamond, which is there's different ways to do that. Again, we give you all that training.
Right.
You actually get that $10,000 to spend. If within 30 days you had launched three diamond malls, we actually give you extra commission bonuses. So,
Sorry.
Let's say you earned $1,000 in commission, we give you another $1,000 as a bonus. So, and you can actually get another $10,000 to spend by earning further incentives within that 30 days. So again, that's all in the training. It'll be a little much to explain
yes.
on this call, but just know we have great incentives. And as you said, we have further incentives, like myself and six others mm-hmm. are actually going on a beautiful 6-star resort, all expenses paid vacation. We actually get our own royal suites where it's like a swim up. You can swim up to your room. We all have our own private butler for the week. So, it's absolutely incredible. You can lie in bed all week and your private butler will be there to take all your orders. We have our incentives, our luxury cars, where for 18 months you can drive free the car of your choice, from cars like Audi, BMW, Mercedes. Then we have exotic program where you can drive like a Aston Martin, a Bentley or Rolls Royce for 18 months. And then we have a global revenue sharing. I mean, imagine, Princess Fizz, if you could have gotten to share in 2% of the global revenue of a Gucci or Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So we have that in our company where you can actually qualify and share 2% of the global revenue of Global Wealth Trade. So we have unbelievable incentives, for action takers and, rewards for those all over the world taking action in this business. You said many incentives right within your first 30 days for people who take action in their first 30 days.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well, there you go, guys. I mean, I've got so many more questions pouring in, but we've covered kind of a lot on this amazing show today. And guys, I mean, this is the thing, if you're looking for a business online, first you need to look at a low entry point that other people can duplicate as well, right? Because everyone's got different financial circumstances. So having a low entry point product, a system to join, that's one thing. Products, they say a lot. You have to be passionate about the products. They have to speak for themselves. They have to be valuable. So these things, I think GWT have beautifully kind of covered. And the comp plan as well, how easy is it for you to be able to have residual income, and Sean's highlighted this beautifully on the show. So these three things, please, guys, if you are keen on joining this, there will be a link after the show for you to click and actually have a browse through of the products as well and have a feel of them and actually look and launch your virtual mall today as well. You get a website ready. You don't even have to launch your own website, a website that's ready for you to use and start promoting the products. So absolutely fantastic. Sean, we're coming up to the end of the show, and as you are on the I Have a Dream show, can I ask you to share your dream with the audience?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, my dream, my first dream, Princess Fizz, you know, with this business was to create a legacy for my two sons. And, you know, when I launched my Diamond Mall, I also launched a Diamond Mall for them. And, you know, today at 10 and 8, their Diamond Mall has generated over $5 million of retail sales volume wow. around the world. So, you know, that's in place. That will continue to grow. You know, by the time they go to university, they'll have a business set to pay them for the rest of their life. My next dream was to be able to go out really and use this system our CEO had created to change lives around the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been fortunate to work with and help people all over the world. You know, I have business partners again from Africa, Asia, of course, across Canada, USA, in Europe. But of course, you know, many of us have a special feeling for the part of the world that we came from originally. And so for me, growing up in the Caribbean, growing up in Barbados, it was my dream to be able to take a business back there and change lives there. Again, you're talking about a part of the world. It's a low population area. The average income in many islands is $600 to $800 per month. So that was one of the keys for me, Princess Fizz, where I knew the business I found had to require you know, a small amount of users, business partners to create tremendous income. Okay. I knew if you needed 10,000 to 100,000 business partners to create tremendous income, that was not going to happen in the Caribbean because in many islands, the population is under 100,000.
Right.
Okay. So again, I also knew it needed to be a global business where from the Caribbean, they could take it to the world.
Yes.
And have income come back. So we have people in the Caribbean today whose businesses spread from their island, is spread to Germany, Switzerland, Kenya, Taiwan, Philippines, Canada, USA. They've never left their island in that entire time, and the businesses bring them back income into that island. And, you know, we've had people there now earning up to 10 times the average income in their island. People earning up to, you know, $10,000 a month with this business. And so, you know, our CEO's target is to create 1,000 millionaires around the world. My dream is to take 100 of those millionaires to the Caribbean. And so, you know, that's the big dream that I'm focused on. But on top of that, the mission of the company is to become a billion-dollar designer fashion house. We want to be the fastest designer fashion house to reach $1 billion. We're already the fastest growing designer fashion house in history. And to create 1,000 millionaires. And so, you know, my dream is really within the CEO's dream to help as many people around the world achieve becoming millionaires, change lives. I think we can change the world, you know, with this company. We can change lives. We can help give back. You know, we've already supported from, you know, the big earthquake in Haiti to the typhoon in the Philippines to many other causes. You know, so we're already being able to do things, give back, make a difference in the world with this company. Because, you see, most companies like this, they create a tremendous amount of wealth for one person or a very small group of people.
Yes, yes.
You know, you take Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, I mean, all tremendous companies, but they created wealth for one or very few people. Our CEO's mission was to create wealth for many.
For many.
You know, and so I love that mission from day one. And, you know, I want to help anyone around the world to achieve being a part of that, you know, make their dreams come true, in turn help many others' dreams come true. But ultimately, you know, 100 Caribbean millionaires is my ultimate dream. And, you know, that's what we're working on. That's what keeps me excited, passionate, driven day in and day out is, you know, achieving that dream.
That's absolutely beautiful, Sean. And you are well on the path of actually achieving that dream very quick. And you're part of the right system as well that will help you do that. So thank you so much, Sean, for tuning in and coming on the show. It's been absolutely fantastic having you here. You shared some incredible knowledge on your part that will help a lot of people in their business too. Guys, thank you for tuning in and staying for the hour. It's whizzed by, but I'm sure you've picked up some amazing tips on how to actually start your business as well, what kind of stuff that you should be looking for when starting an opportunity online, and why Global Wealth Trade is a system for you to join and duplicate with, which is the most important thing to help others have the success that you want as well. So absolutely fantastic. Guys, I always leave the show with dream big, have huge visions, and take massive action, join the right system, the right vehicle that will reach your dreams quickly, and just share, so I can share your dreams on the show. So thank you very much for tuning in. Have an incredible week. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Princess Fizz. An honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show, and don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show, and leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't miss another episode, and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.